And so to further good news, this time from our PhD student, who this week is Nirmani Wijenayake from the University of New South Wales.
Let me start with a simple question. How many of you take drugs? No, not the kind that makes you dance, but the medicinal kind. It is actually far more of the population than we expect. At least half of all Americans take one prescription drug, with 1 in 6 taking 3 or more medications. While it may seem like a curse to those people, it might actually be a blessing in disguise. As it happens, there are some unexpected benefits to taking certain medication. Our story started some years ago with a dinner conversation between a schizophrenia researcher and an aspiring honor student looking for a cancer project. As young scientists do, she pored over numerous articles until she stumbled across some interesting statistics. Much to her surprise, and to that of many others, she discovered that people who are suffering from schizophrenia have a lower incidence of certain cancers compared to the general population. This was highly unexpected, as schizophrenia patients were expected to have more cancers due to their lifestyle. For example, addiction to nicotine is the most common form of substance abuse for people with schizophrenia. The incidence is 3 times higher in these patients compared to the general population. We'd expect them to suffer from diseases such as lung cancer more frequently than the rest of the population. But this is not the case. So what was causing this effect? As with most medical research, you can't forget the person's genetics. Maybe it is something to do with their genetic makeup that sets them apart from the rest. Or maybe it is an external factor common to schizophrenic patients. Does the regular use of antipsychotic drugs lead to a reduction in cancer in these patients? This is a very exciting possibility. After all, curing cancer is every cancer researcher's dream. So with this idea, we needed to focus on a type of cancer that has very poor outcomes. Glioblastoma multiforme is a type of brain cancer with a devastating prognosis. Patient survival is less than 1 year. There are very few approved drugs in the market for the treatment of this disease, and one of the most commonly used drugs is not very effective. A challenge in treating this cancer is that the brain has a special protective barrier. This prevents many drugs from getting inside and reaching the tumor. It makes it much harder to treat. The good thing about antipsychotics is that they can cross the blood-brain barrier. We know this as they are effective in treating schizophrenia. To test this theory, our lab at the University of New South Wales obtained brain cancer cell lines. We then selected a number of antipsychotic drugs and tested them on these cell lines. We picked the most appropriate antipsychotics based on their side effect profiles. We wondered whether these drugs would kill the brain cancer cells. And it turned out that they did. With further studies, we discovered that the commonly used cholesterol-lowering drugs, statins, also have effects similar to antipsychotics. Not all antipsychotics are ideal because some have quite severe side effects. But statins have a much more favorable side effect profile. They are amongst the top 10 most commonly prescribed drugs in both Australia and the United States. What makes these findings all the more significant is the exhausting amount of time and money it takes to get a new drug onto the market. It can take up to 20 years, and at the end, there is no guarantee that a drug will be approved. But here, we have identified new potential uses for drugs that are already approved for the market. This gives us a favorable position in getting these drugs to clinical trials. So, what does this all mean? We have identified antipsychotic drugs and statins that have the ability to act against brain cancer along with a number of other cancers. We now have enough evidence to take these drugs into animal trials, which are about to begin. If successful, it won't be too long before these drugs are used for the treatment of brain cancer. So now, there is new hope that we might be able to extend the lives of patients who currently have no choice when it comes to treatment. What's more, our research suggests that unbeknownst to them, people who regularly take these medications might be protected against brain cancer, as well as a number of other cancers. So, do you complain about having to take your medicine every day? For cholesterol, for blood pressure, or some other ailment? Think again. You might be receiving added protection against some other terrible disease.
There seems no limit to the bright ideas being probed by our young scientist. Nirmani Wijayanayake is doing her PhD at the University of New South Wales, having come from Sri Lanka via Auckland.